Hello, everybody. The experts say. I recap my meeting that I had last week in Palm Beach while I was out of the chair. A very impressive meeting with Trump campaign and RNC leadership. We go through the latest analysis of the 2024 race, some really positive and good news to share with all of you. And what if I told you that the head of the Economic Advisory Council doesn't know anything about economics? Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast and become a member, members.charliekirk.com, to listen to our exclusive content on demand and to listen to all of our episodes without any advertisers, members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
They are counting on your surrender. If you give up, they win. But what if we look back and we realize we were just inches away from victory, and that's when we decided to give up?
Join us and thousands of American patriots for the summer convention that all are invited to.
You're going to hear how we're going to win in 2024.
With the biggest speakers in the movement, featuring President Donald J. Trump.
We're going to fight and we're going to win.
Charlie Kirk, Vivek Ramaswamy, Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Ben Carson, Steve Bannon, Candace Owens, Lara Trump, Senator Rick Scott, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Benny Johnson, Jack Posobiec, and more. June 14th through 16th.
2024 is our final battle.
In Detroit, Michigan.
The great silent majority is rising like never before.
Join us for the People's Convention.
This is a new ball game, everybody. You send a message. We play to win.
Register now at tpaction.com/peoples.
I was out on Friday. Thank you for the team for filling in. By the way, we're doing very well on the podcast charts. I'm told that we're number 4 in Apple News and the number 1 conservative podcast out there right now. So we'll talk more about that later in the hour. Again, every time I take time off, we surge in the podcast charts. It's really terrific. Friday, I tweeted out, had an impressive meeting today with the Trump campaign team and the new RNC leadership. Due to new FEC guidance, campaigns can now work much more closely with outside groups like Turning Point Action on canvassing and door knocking. 12 groups were present as we shared ideas on how to win in November. The attention to detail, no BS attitude, and sophistication was striking. As someone who has been a skeptic of the RNC in the past, I'm very encouraged by what is happening. It's time to build the biggest grassroots army in history. We're up against the oligarchs and an entire regime. We must win. Axios.com reports 6% of Americans in these states will decide who wins. 94% of people have already made up their mind. It is a turnout game. It is a micro-targeted persuasion game. Roughly 244 million Americans will be eligible to vote, but 99.5% will not be deciders. They won't vote or will always vote the same way, or we live in states virtually certain to be red or blue. Both campaigns are now obsessed with 6 states: Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. If I may take a pause, have we not been the leading voice on this for now nearly a year and a half? Since January of 2023, we've been telling people, hey, it's going to come down to a collection of 6 states. It's going to come down to really three states: Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin. Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin. The Democrats knew this the entire time, which is why they indicted Donald Trump, which is why they've done everything they can to try to take Trump out of the ballgame. It's going to come down to who can register the most amount of voters, who can chase those ballots, who can maximize voting month, which is coming up not too far away. It's only like 130, 140 days till ballots come out. An April poll of swing states by Bloomberg and Morning Consult found Joe Biden ahead in Michigan, with Trump ahead or statistically tied in every other swing state. In private conversations, Democrats are a lot more worried about November than Republicans are. This is the buried lead in Axios, everybody. There's so much negativity out there. Mike Johnson has basically handed over the gavel to Hakeem Jeffries. We're borrowing $1 trillion every 100 days. The border is wide open, but. However, Axios.com, and this ties into my meeting on Friday with the Trump campaign. In private conversations, Democrats are a lot more worried about November than Republicans are. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing. Republicans, we should constantly be worried. I'm very worried. I still give Joe Biden the slight advantage because he controls the election infrastructure apparatus. He has billions of dollars that he's going to raise, mobilizing the federal government, 600 federal agencies that he's going to mobilize. Democrats say the race is winnable. Republicans think they're winning. Okay, I got to take pause here. I did not get that impression from meeting with the Trump campaign or the RNC leadership. They're playing like they're 3 points down, focused, gritty, hustle. However, this makes sense. Republicans that would talk to Axios, I totally believe Republicans tend to be some of the cockier people in politics. As I commonly tell the story, on election night in 2020, I was at the White House and they were popping champagne when the early returns were coming in, thinking Donald Trump had already won the presidency. They thought it was over. We need to stay humble. We need to act as if we are 3 or 4 points down, regardless of what the polls tell us. Now, with third party candidates introduced, Donald Trump does better. We need people who only see the election as over when Donald Trump is taking the oath again. Let me say that again. It's not over in April. It's not over in July. It's not even going to be over when they call Donald Trump the winner. It is over when he says, "So help me God." Boom. That is the final whistle. It's not going to be over until not even when the Electoral College meets. They're going to try to interrupt it with the meeting of Congress in early January. This is a four-quarter game. You are still in the first quarter. The second quarter will happen over the summer. The third quarter is actually the election. The fourth quarter is when the Electoral College meets. It is not over until he says, "So help me God." All 15 rounds of this fight is going to matter. It is a long, drawn-out fight. But it's interesting that Democrats are worried, and they should be worried. They're experiencing major headwinds. They have a deeply unpopular candidate. Axios continues. The Trump campaign is talking to that 6% of persuadable voters when it hammers immigration, crime, and inflation. No surprise here. Biden is aiming at the 6% when he emphasizes abortion, democracy, and stability. Now let me pause here. Joe Biden's going to run on stability. He might have been able to do that in 2020 because the country was overwhelmed by Floydapalooza, by COVID, masks, vaccines. However, Joe Biden as the stability candidate, this is something where Donald Trump can really exploit Joe Biden. Donald Trump's 4 years, despite the media impression, were far more stable than what we've lived through. Lived through Afghanistan, Israel, Hamas, Russia, Ukraine, the southern border, rising crime. Again, Axios is just repurposing what we have said for quite some time, but it's helpful. And it's confirmation. By the numbers, Biden's winning margin in the six states just totaled over 300,000 votes of the 158 million votes cast, and it was even more than that. Washington Post found that the winner would have changed by flipping just over 81,000 votes in four states. It's even less than that. It's really 41,000 votes. Biden insider used the term 6% of six states formulation as a proxy of how to narrow a group of voters who are considered truly in play. Swing state voters in swing states. However, this is not totally right. If you're able to increase the voting population and increase turnout with Trump voters, you make up with the persuadable audience. Senior advisor to President Clinton and widely followed election oracle says, quote, education now transcends race as the best predictor of voting. People are increasingly choosing to live around others who share their values and beliefs, which has led to homogenization of how communities vote. This is very important. The more college educated you are, the more likely you are to support Joe Biden. The more degrees you have, the more support you are of what Joe Biden is doing to this country. The more time you have spent on a university campus, the more you think that Joe Biden is crushing it because you've been indoctrinated longer. And also, you are attached to the expert class. When the experts say something, you believe it. When someone has a nice, flashy title, you say, oh, well, they must be right. It is going to come down to who has the better ground operation. That is why at Turning Point Action, we are hiring hundreds and hundreds of ballot chasers for low propensity voters to chase the low propensity voters. It is about finding the low propensity voters and making sure they're registered to vote. And on top of that, losing by less in the key communities like college campuses. A poll this weekend shows that Donald Trump is winning the under 30 vote by 5 points. Let me say that again. That Donald Trump is winning the under 30 vote by 5 points. The work that Turning Point is doing is paying off. In fact, Donald Trump is doing the worst relative to previous years with who? Baby boomer voters. Baby boomer voters have moved the most in the direction of Joe Biden. 3 or 4 points, not huge, but enough. And younger voters have moved 30 points. It's rather interesting. And by the way, that is poll after poll after poll. And we see that on the ground. When I talk to a baby boomer, they're much more sympathetic typically to Joe Biden and the stability they say he offers. Young people are fired up. They don't own anything. They're poorer than ever before. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest rate credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. With Pivotal Debt Solutions, you can cut or even eliminate interest, find programs to write off your balances so you owe less, stop these threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line is they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first to talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can get you out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That is zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com. So the more time you spend on a college campus, the more degrees you have, the more trusting you are of flashy titles. When you hear a title, you say, ooh, he must be very smart. He must know what he's talking about. You see, this is what Plato talked about as the philosopher kings. Angelo Codovia called it the ruling class. That there's a small group of people that are supposed to manage society for you. There's a great book by James Burnham called The Managerial Revolution. I think it was James Burnham. Where there's a collection of experts. Cass Sunstein wrote a similar book on the Obama era. This is the philosophical basis of the bureaucracy, by the way. The fourth branch of government, the administrative state, derives its power and its justification for that the smart people must be in charge. Think about during COVID. During the lockdowns, we yielded our power to experts. Now, anytime you read a newspaper article, you read something online that says experts say, you should immediately dismiss or at the very least question what is coming next. Experts say, experts say, experts have done more damage to this country than the working class ever could imagine. Dr. Fauci should be in Gitmo for what he did. The experts shut down our schools. The experts masked our kids. The experts had lunatics driving alone in their cars, masked and afraid that the radio was going to emit COVID. We have become so trusting of experts. And thanks to social media and thanks to Elon Musk opening up X so that we can see who they really are, we realize that the people who are in charge of our society, that have been given all of this power, who were never been elected, they've never run for office, they've never had to answer tough questions, not only are they morons, they're not wise, but they're incredibly confident. I get asked all the time, I say, Charlie, why do you go to college campuses and talk to these kids? Outside of the obvious answer that they're the future of the country and their voters, I say that many of these students on campus, believe it or not, are actually smarter than the people running society. Even though you see some of these videos like, oh my goodness, I can't believe college kids are so off base. If I told you that you had an opportunity to ask a question to the 31st chair of the Council for Economic Advisors, you would think that you're talking to someone who knows something about economics. Let me introduce you to a guy by the name of Jared Bernstein. Jared Bernstein has literally taught. He's a professor. He didn't just go. He has taught at Columbia. He has taught at NYU. His areas of expertise include federal, state, international economic policies, income inequality, and mobility. He is the chair of the Council for Economic Advisors. This guy's supposed to be considered a smart person. No, like the smartest of all people. I saw this video and I thought it was artificial intelligence. I said, there's no way it's real. I want to play the entire clip. This is Jared Bernstein, who cannot explain economic truth that a seventh grader would be able to explain. Play cut 22.
Government can't go bankrupt because we can print our own money.
It obviously begs the question, why exactly are we borrowing in a currency that we print ourselves? I'm waiting for someone to stand up and say, why do we borrow our own currency in the first place?
Now, the government definitely prints money, and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do? They sell bonds. Yeah, they sell bonds, right? Since they sell bonds and people buy the bonds and lend them the money. Yeah. So a lot of times, at least to my ear with MMT, the language and the concepts can be kind of unnecessarily confusing, but there is no question that the government prints money and then it uses that money to I guess I can't really talk, I don't get it. I don't know what they're talking about, like, because it's like the government clearly prints money. It does it all the time, and it clearly borrows. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this debt and deficit conversation. So I don't think there's anything confusing there.
He couldn't put two sentences together. He's the chair of the federal government Council of Economic Advisors, the chair. He's a professor from NYU, a professor who teaches kids at Columbia, and he can't string two sentences together about how, yes, hey, Jared Bernstein, I didn't go to college. I'm a high school graduate. You sell bonds, and someone needs to buy those bonds. Folks, so many people I know are disheartened that our country seems to have forgotten the importance of citizenship, and they wonder how a strong sense of citizenship might be revived. That's why my friends at Hillsdale College have produced a free online course on this topic, American Citizenship and Its Decline. Taught by historian Victor Davis Hanson, the course traces the history of citizenship and explains how it is undermined in America today by open borders, by identity politics, by the administrative state, and by globalization. Americans taking the course will gain a deeper insight about the connection between citizenship and freedom, an insight they can share with their family members, friends, and neighbors. Hillsdale's free online courses are an important component of Hillsdale's mission to reach and teach increasing millions of people on behalf of liberty and the American way of life. So sign up today for Hillsdale's free online course, American Citizenship and Its Decline, by visiting charlieforhillsdale.com. That is charlieforhillsdale.com. Start your free course today at charlieforhillsdale.com. I mean, I'm a high school, I'm a mere high school graduate. I could tell you how it works. It's very simple. The federal government borrows money by selling market securities such as treasury bonds, bills, notes, T-bills. Not hard. But for the professor who is in charge of your government and your economic future, he has no idea what he's talking about. No idea what he's talking about. These are the people that are in charge. Jared Bernstein, who is the chair of the economic advisors, cannot explain to you how we finance our debt. So when you vote for Joe Biden, and some people vote for Joe Biden, because they feel as if there is this expert class that will keep them comfy. Oh, the government tells me that the shot is perfectly safe and effective, that the economy is wonderful and inflation is on the way down. By the way, it's not on the way down. It's actually hotter than they expected. You see, the yielding to the experts is the deterioration of the sovereign citizen. You're no longer thinking for yourself. Being a sovereign citizen means I might buy silver and gold. I might not take the shot. I'm not going to just feed my kid high fructose corn syrup. I'm not going to listen to the government when it says that the people who give birth are not women, but birthing people. These are the experts that tell you that the debt doesn't matter. And it would be one thing if Jared Bernstein was able to walk into a nice sounding explanation of modern monetary theory, which is just basically, it's basically queer theory for economics. It makes no sense, it makes certain people feel good, and it's total BS. Modern monetary theory is queer theory for economics. You can quote me on that. But Jared Bernstein is not even able to articulate how the government issues T-bills. Here is his resume. You see, he's a college graduate. And as you well know, going to college is the most important thing in the society, isn't it? He grew up in a musical family. He got a bachelor's degree in music from the Manhattan School of Music, where he studied double bass. You see, in music, it's bass. In fishing, it's bass. Double bass. Throughout his the 80s, he was a mainstay on the jazz scene in New York City. He earned a Master of Social Work from Hunter College, and then as well as a DSW in social welfare. At Columbia, he got his dissertation. So he has a PhD. He has a PhD who is the chair of the Council of Economic Advisors. When you hear experts, you should say, I don't trust what you're saying. This is why Joe Biden's support with black voters, Hispanics, and young people under 30 are tanking. You might say, wait a second, and I know this might trigger some folks in the audience, and it's not targeted at you. It's targeted at your generation. So it's a big difference. But it's the facts, it's the data, it's over multiple polling disciplines. Let's just think for a second. If Donald Trump does better with blacks, Hispanics, younger voters, and wins younger voters, how is this race even close? Answer, Donald Trump is doing worse with baby boomers. Play cut 23.
And Biden seems to be struggling with key demographic groups that he would need to win and win big if he stands a chance of being reelected.
John, there is significant softness in the support for Joe Biden among core Democrats. In this poll, he's carrying black voters by 61 points. Well, that sounds like a lot, but he carried them by 84 points back in 2020. Latino voters, a very slight Biden edge in this poll, but it was a 21-point advantage in the exit polls back in 2020. And among younger voters under 30, we're actually seeing Trump with a slight edge. That was a big win for Biden last time around. It's particularly stark to see that difference among voters of color. Black voters under age 50, far less likely in this poll to say they're supporting Joe Biden than older black voters.
Dare I say that younger voters are seeing a turning point? Hopefully. We don't want to celebrate too soon, but this is there's something happening. By the way, when we go on campus tomorrow at University of Washington in Seattle, it's going to be, we have a room for 1,700 people, and we have 3,800 tickets sold. So I don't know how that one's going to work out. Get there early, I guess. Can't find rooms big enough to fit all the students that want to fit it, that come in. Meanwhile, you got these protesters with a bunch of, you got Tent City, the ugliest, laziest people that society has to offer. I don't mean ugly even from an aesthetic standpoint. I want to be very clear. I mean, because you can't control your looks and you should never make fun of how somebody looks. I mean ugly from how they present themselves to society. I mean the choices of how they dress. I think that's very important because some people say, oh, Charlie, you shouldn't call people ugly. No, I agree in the sense of how God made you. I'm talking about when you double nose pierce your nose, you got tattoos all over the place, you haven't showered in 3 weeks, and you got purple hair. You're ugly. You might have one day, if you go into different decisions, you could look very beautiful. But you decide to look ugly. Ugliness is a choice. The polling is showing, and not just that, the predictive markets are really closing, that this thing is up for grabs. And it really is going to be, as Andrew put in the previous episode with Josh Hammer, the country class versus the ruling class. And the country class is growing, is expanding. Blacks, Hispanics, younger voters. So who is actually supporting the Democrat coalition? They have more support than ever from college-educated women. College-educated women have an attachment to the Democrat Party like Catholics have to the Eucharist. It's just right there. It's just they believe in it. They see salvation in it. College-educated women are one of the most difficult demographics for Republicans to break. They consume NPR, New York Times. Many of them think it's great that their kids are getting transed. The downfall of Colorado can be best described as the college-educated female demographic. So we're going to have to navigate that. And then older voters, they seem to not really be enthusiastic for Donald Trump. I think we can change that. I think some of the polling is underestimating some of the turnout scenarios. But we must understand, though, that if you support Joe Biden and you're 75 years old, which there's plenty of people that do, they have gotten richer in the last couple of years. They have seen their stock portfolio go up. They say, oh, Donald Trump is a little rough around the edges. Whereas a 24-year-old who borrowed a bunch of money to go to college and has nothing to show for it, does not believe they'll be able to own a home, does not believe they'll be able to get married or have children. They are priced out of the American dream. And Donald Trump speaks to them in a way where he says, we're going to revitalize what you are missing. Joe Biden wants you to own nothing. And I think this is a very important message that we must hammer. Joe Biden is against the middle class owning property. And whether it's intentional or not, you have people like Jared Bernstein who can't even tell you what these policies are doing or how these policies actually work. He believes that the government cannot go bankrupt because we issue our own debt. That is against the laws of nature and nature's God. You are declaring war on the laws of economics. And yes, there are the laws of physics, the laws of thermodynamics, and the laws of economics. And you are declaring war on such laws. The Axios articles continue by saying the bottom line, as if this is breaking news for this program. Those of you that listen intently, you know how focused we are on the states, counties, precincts. And that's exactly where we're deploying our Turning Point Action ballot chasers. Trump needs to pick off one of the Midwestern blue wall states he lost in 2020, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. Under current electoral vote rules in Nebraska and Maine, and we have our eyes on Nebraska, don't worry. Nebraska is very key. By the way, whole new series of Nebraska stories this weekend on how Nebraska is looking to change their electoral vote. I feel very good about Nebraska. That's all I'm going to say. I feel very good. And if I stop feeling good, then we'll just turn up the temperature a little bit. We'll just kind of turn up the temperature. I feel very good about Nebraska. That's all I'm going to say. I feel very good about Nebraska doing the special session and the governor rallying and delivering the victory like he said he would. I feel good about it. Many strategists in both parties believe Pennsylvania and its 19 electoral votes could wind up being the decisive state. Pennsylvania looks like it has life. I'll tell you, I was bearish on Pennsylvania a couple months ago until I've seen For the first time in recent memory, we covered this last week, 67 out of 67 counties in Pennsylvania are now outpacing Republican voter registration and Democrat voter registration. So look, we're such a ways out. Here's the takeaway. What are you doing this week to get Donald Trump closer to victory? How many people have you registered to vote? I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to University of Washington in Seattle, and I'm going to go into there. I'm going to walk by the encampment if they let me, and I'm going to go rally thousands of patriots in Seattle and reach millions of people on social media, not to mention do the 3 hours of radio here. What are you guys doing? And the answer should be something. Download the Turning Point Action app. Call a couple of your friends. Get your low propensity friends who you have sway over to say, hey, just register to vote. Do it for me. If everyone in that audience did that, we could double the size and impact. Find the low propensity voters in your life and get them into the system. You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly onto you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, and some of you may not even know about it. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel set, $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, they're premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425 today. That is promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. I want to share with you guys how we're doing on the podcast charts. Let's get that picture up. On the podcast charts. Thank you guys. This is the power of this audience right here. Number four in Apple News right now. Thank you guys. If you want to subscribe, we can put the QR code in the bottom left-hand corner. This audience is one of the largest in the country, and it's with very little to almost nothing paid media and all that. We do a little ads maybe on Truth Social, but almost nothing compared to what other people do. And it really is a grassroots thing. So if you guys want to subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast, we are the number one conservative podcast out there right now on the Apple News charts. And we want to stay that way. So thank you. And also, this show is doing very well. Yeah, that was this weekend too. That is Apple Podcasts, news commentary by conservative right there. And some great folks up there. Again, we go up and down. That's news commentary up and down and up and down. It's a constant horse race, but... apparently, the arguments we've been making and the results we've been posting are really resonating with folks. So thank you, guys. I agree. It's the Andrew and Blake bump. When they host it, just we skyrocket in the charts. They must just the whole time plug the podcast. Plug. It's really, I got to do it more. So, and by the way, on the podcast, if you guys are not yet subscribed, what's so great about it, you can listen to it 24/7, all the time. And you could text it to your friends. You can slow it down. You can speed it up. You can go deep into the ideas. It's terrific. Okay, I want to get here to another piece of tape. I really respect my colleague Hugh Hewitt, but I don't know about... I agree with him in one sense here, but I'm not sure I like this attitude, and I think he would receive this, which is we have to play as if we're 5 points down. I think Hugh is analyzing this correctly, but what are you doing today to help Donald Trump get closer to victory? I want you to write one name down as you're watching or listening to this program of one person in your life who did not vote in 2020. Who you think you can get to vote for Donald Trump. With the millions of people that watch this program, if you find one person, we win the election. If every single person did this, do your part. Download the Turning Point Action app. Play Cut 24.
Former president is establishing a lead, the sort of lead that if you were watching the Kentucky Derby or any of the other Belmonts, you'd be tearing up your tickets if you didn't have your money on the horse named Trump. He is pulling away. And I want to go back to the CNN poll. He is 11 points ahead of Joe Biden on voters 18 to 34. That's a crisis for him.
I agree. But now is not the time for us to rest on our laurels. And here is the takeaway from the meeting I had with the Trump campaign and the RNC, which, by the way, we're now legally allowed to communicate with door knocking and ballot chasing, ballot harvesting, canvassing, which is an FEC decision, by the way, that was done by Mark Elias. So Mark Elias and the Elias Group sued. The FEC granted this, which saying that presidential campaigns can now work with outside groups on canvassing, door knocking, ballot chasing, ballot collection. It is a it's a brave new world out there for candidate outside group harmony. Brave new world. And to the Trump campaign and RNC's credit, they within a month of the ruling, they invited us in. And we had a great conversation. We had a great meeting. I'm not going to tell you all about it. Obviously, a lot of private stuff there. The left watches everything we're saying. I'm just going to say it was terrific. And when all said and done, Turning Point Action will have the largest standing army of ballot chasers in Arizona, Wisconsin. Those two states we're going all in on. Wisconsin's going to be a knife fight. I'll tell you, Wisconsin's going to be tough. We got a lot of work to do in Wisconsin. In fact, right now, Wisconsin's not looking great. We're probably behind the ball in Wisconsin. We got to play a little catch up there. Arizona, about 50-50. Some good, some bad. Do your part. Every single one of us, all of our agency combined, go find one voter, two people. That we're 120 days out. Are you going to do your part? Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.